Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss events that took place after the Battle of Bannockburn, particularly those which helped the Scots to ultimately achieve their independence. Contrary to what many people may believe, the Scots' victory at Bannockburn in 1314 did not immediately achieve independence. There were still many more events to come before this would finally happen. Victory at Bannockburn achieved complete Scottish support for King Robert. The November 1314 Statute of Cambus Kenneth forced lords with land in England and Scotland to choose which they would keep. Land was also given to supporters of Bruce, especially Thomas Randolph and James Douglas. The Scots had captured many English lords at Bannockburn. Some of them were held for ransom, but others were deemed to be more valuable. Bruce was able to exchange the Earl of Hereford for 15 prisoners, including Bruce's wife, the Queen, and also his daughter and sister, who had been held in captivity since 1307. He also managed to free Bishop Robert Wishart. Bruce was becoming more powerful, and he now set about winning Scotland's full independence. Bruce's brother Edward led numerous attacks into the north of England, going as far as Yorkshire. This further undermined King Edward II's authority. Bruce also tried to open up a second front against Edward II by invading Ireland. In summer 1315, he sent his brother Edward to lead the Irish campaign, starting first at the north in Ulster. The plan was to force the English out of Ireland and then crown Edward as Ireland's new king. King Robert hoped that he would take full control of Ireland before moving on to Wales and then attack the English from all sides. Edward's Irish invasion was successful at first, and he won battles at Dundalk and Carrickfergus. However, after this, the Irish campaign became less effective, partly because the Scots could not win the loyalty of the many Irish lords and chieftains. The Scots failed to win many major castles, including in Dublin, and in October 1318, Edward Bruce was killed at a battle in Meath. Although the plan to control Ireland ultimately failed, it did still help the Scots' independence plans. It caused huge fear amongst the English that the Scots could achieve so much, and it forced the English army to divert their military away from Scotland elsewhere. King Robert's next action was a sustained campaign in the north of England. In 1315, the Scots attempted to take control of Cumbria, including the key city of Carlisle. Although this plan failed, it did not stop Bruce from trying again. And between 1315 and 1319, the Scots invaded England each year, and they also won back control of Berwick in 1318. The Scots captured castles and they took land as far south as Newcastle. Some English towns did not trust their king to protect them, and they even paid the Scots to leave them alone. However, Edward II did begin to fight back, especially after the death of King Robert's brother Edward. In August 1319, he took a large army north to Newcastle, and he began to attack Berwick, but had to give up and sent his forces back to fight a separate Scottish army that was attacking parts of Yorkshire. King Robert continued to invade and attack England. In 1322, Edward led a huge army north to try and capture and or kill Bruce. This army was repelled, and whilst returning to England, Edward was very nearly captured by the Scottish army during the Scots' victory at the Battle of Old Byland. Whilst King Robert was enjoying some military success, he did, however, face problems in terms of diplomacy. Pope John XXII was hostile to Bruce, partly because of the killing of Comyn in a church, but also because of Bruce's refusal to agree a truce with England, who controlled many of the Pope's lands in Gascony. In 1319, the Pope summoned four Scottish bishops to ask why they had failed to excommunicate Robert the Bruce. In return, Bruce sent three letters to the Pope, one from himself, one from Scotland's bishops, and one from Scotland's nobles, all of which supported Scotland's position as an independent country, and Bruce is right as the king. The 1320 letters from the nobles and bishops has become famous as the Declaration of Arbroath, named after the site in which it was written, almost certainly by Bishop Wishart. The letter has become famous as a statement of nationalism, although it was almost certainly not read by the nobles who attached their seals in support of it. Bruce did eventually reach a truce with England in 1323, and the Northern English lords especially were pushing for this to stop the Scottish attacks. However, this truce lasted only 3 years, and the Scots were angry at losing English land and with Edward II's ongoing refusal to acknowledge Scotland's independence. The major change between Scotland and England came in 1327 with the death of Edward II and his replacement by his young son, Edward III. Edward II was very unpopular in England, and eventually a group of barons, led in part by Edward's wife Isabella and Roger Mortimer, had him killed. King Robert believed that King Edward III, who was only 14, would be very weak. Bruce then launched raids in Northern England and also Ulster, before announcing that he was claiming all land in Northumbria. The English government then agreed to negotiate a peace settlement. On the 17th of March 1328, the Treaty of Edinburgh was signed between England and Scotland. The treaty had many agreements, including the fact that Scotland would be independent, that King Robert was its official king. It agreed that the English would have no claim on any Scottish land, and it also planned that Robert's son David would marry the English princess Joan. However, just over a year later, on the 7th of June 1329, King Robert the Bruce died. The cause is not entirely clear, although Bruce had long been ill with what many believe to have been leprosy. Bruce's body was interred at Dunfermline Abbey, and his heart ended up at Melrose Abbey after being taken on crusade. The Wars of Independence were finally over, and they stand out as a significant event not only in Scottish but global history. Not only did they achieve Scotland's independence, which would in many ways continue until the 1707 Act of Union, they also created various famous figures who are still celebrated in Scottish history, such as William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. Some people argue that, in fact, the coming together of the different groups to fight the English threat was when Scottish identity was first created, and certainly events such as the Declaration of Arbroath are said to have had a part in later revolutions, such as in the United States of America.